I double-checked all my windows to make sure they were locked. Then I drew all the curtains. I wanted to take a shower and go to bed early, and I didn't want any surprise visitors. I straightened my apartment, trying not to notice the empty spaces where appliances had been, trying to ignore the phantom furniture indentations persisting in the living room carpet. Morelli's $10,000 recovery fee would go a long way toward restoring some semblance of normalcy to my life. But it was a stopgap measure. Probably I should still be applying for jobs. Who was I kidding? I'd covered all the bases in my field. I could stay with skip tracing, but it seemed risky at best. And at worst, I didn't even want to think about worst. Besides getting used to being threatened, hated, and possibly molested, wounded, or God forbid killed, I'd have to establish a self-employed mindset. And I'd have to invest in martial arts coaching and learn some police techniques for subduing felons. I didn't want to turn myself into the Terminator, but I didn't want to continue to operate at my present Elmer Fudd level either. If I had a television, I could watch reruns of Cagney and Lacey. I remembered my plan to get another deadbolt installed and decided to visit Dylan Ruddock, the super. Dylan and I were buds, being that we were just about the only two people in the building who didn't think Metamucil was one of the four major food groups. Dylan moved his lips when he read the funnies, but put a tool in the man's hand and he was pure genius. He lived in the bowels of the building, in a carpeted efficiency that never saw the natural light of day. There was a constant background serenade as boilers and water heaters rumbled and water swished through the pipes. Dylan said he liked it, said he pretended it was the ocean. "Hey, Dylan," I said when he answered the door. "How's it going?" "Going okay. Can't complain. What can I do for you?" "I'm worried about crime, Dylan. I thought it would be a good idea to get another deadbolt put on my door." "That's cool," he said. "A person can never be too careful. In fact, I just finished putting a deadbolt on Mrs. Luger's door. She said some big, huge guy was yelling in the halls late at night a couple days ago. Said it scared the whatever out of her. Maybe you heard him too. Mrs. Luger's just two doors down from you." I resisted the urge to swallow and go, "Gulp." I knew the name of the big, huge guy. "I'll try to get the lock on tomorrow," Dylan said. "In the meantime, how about a beer?" "A beer would be good." Dylan handed me a bottle and a can of mixed nuts. He boosted the sound back up on the TV, and we both plopped down on the couch.